Blog Talk Radio.
I am the creator, I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am a healer, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you start. I am the one who does impossible things. Who I am, just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am, just let me be who I am for you. I am the one who sees a need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Our scripture read, Honor Widows That Are Widows Indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5, 3. I'm going to have to tonight I'm going to have to commit that what my mind might not be on what I'm supposed to be speaking about tonight, because I am all caught up in the green leaf. So I don't know if you guys are a fan of the green leaf. I am. I did my DVR to record it, but I also wanted to see the last part of when it ended in the last season. Like I say, I really enjoy that show. So please forgive me if I stumble and whatever. So it's just that I got to try to shake that green leaf off my mind, because that's what I was watching before I came on the air. And then the news series starts really now. They saw it now. But I can watch it after we go off the air. But anyway, I text all of you, and I indicated to you that the title, God Said, Where Are You? I Am Here. Well, in Jeremiah 29:11, I'm sure all of you know that pretty well, that scripture. For I know the plan I have for you, declare the Lord, plan to prosper you and not harm you. Plan to give you hope and a future. Now, the question is, where are you? Because God is here. He's never left us. And he said he will never leave us or forsake us. In another scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:6, It is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. What God has done, He's given His only begotten Son to come to this world to suffer, to save us from our sins. That's one of the main things, is how the love that He has for us. He sent our only Son, His only Son. So that's one of the main things, to know that God has never left us. He's still here. He said, I'm here. I'm still walking with you. I'm still blessing you. I'm still helping you go through all those different emotions or hurts. He's still here. He's never left you. He said, I have good plans for you. I offer you hope and a future. Many people fear the future, but ultimately yours is glorious beyond anything you can imagine. Knowing that you are on the way to heaven is immensely important for well-being. This knowledge can help you in every way, every moment of your life. Just knowing that one day that you will be up there with Him. Through your resonance and paradise is in the future. Heavenly light transcend time and shine upon you even in the present. Because I paid the penalty for your sin, this is Jesus speaking, I am your hope and I will never let you down, no matter what is happening in your life. It is realistic to hope in me. If you permit in trusting me, no matter what, you will again praise me for the help of my presence. Yes, His presence is always here with you. Moreover, you... Moreover, you can anticipate faith, the blessing that is ahead of you, and start praising me even in the darkness. As you keep looking to me in hope, my heavenly light shines more brightly in your heart. This is the light of the knowledge of my glory. He also says, that with Him all things are possible. With God all things are possible, in Matthew 19:26. In Deuteronomy 31:8, He says, He that and the Lord, this is coming from the King James Version. He it is that doeth go before thee, and he will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. In Joshua, he instructs us to be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That means He's there all the time, not sometimes, not on Monday and not on Tuesday, or He's here on Wednesday and not on Thursday. He's here on Friday and not on Saturday. No, it's not like that. He's here every day of the week, every second, every moment of the day, He's there. He's there for you. We just need to believe in Him, trusting Him, and knowing that He's going to get us through this time. Yes. God is saying, where are you? I have given you all of these things and my word. Where are you? haven't you heard me? He said, I am here. And what's the scripture? No eyes have seen, no ears have heard, repeat that again, because that is not right. Excuse me for a second, because I have that on my vision board. Right now I can't even think of what is it saying. I have on my vision board, and that's one of my main scripture right now. I told you my mind is not right tonight because it's on the wrong thing. No eyes have seen, no ears have heard, no mind can conceive what God has prepared for those who love him. That's coming from 1 Corinthians 2:9. God is constantly telling us how much he loves us and how much he will be there for us. In Psalms 121, it starts off and says, I will lift up my eyes upon the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Once again, he's telling you where your help comes from. He's made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. The Lord shall, verse 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and evermore. He will be there in your going out and your coming in. And he didn't say sometimes. He didn't say every few months, once a year, every few years. He says forevermore. So if he's there for you today, he's going to be there for you forever. So he wants to ask the question, where are you? Have you been listening to me? Haven't you heard my word? I told you to stand on my promises. So just think about it. How many times in the scripture that God has to say it to you over and over and over again that he's there? I'm here, he says. He will never leave you nor forsake us. He's there. Let me go on to another scripture. There's so many scriptures in the Bible. I cannot read them all. Also, he said, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Yes, his word gives you light. He helps you to walk the path that he has you in. But first you have to believe and trust him and believe in those words that he has said, that he's there, that he will never leave us or forsake us. And just like he told us in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I have the plan. I have for you to prosper you and not to harm you. Plan to give you hope and the future. Don't give up on him. He's always been there. He's never left you. So where are you? Where are you in his word? Where are you in your faith? How, you know one thing, I went to there was someone, she was a good friend who would have these retreats every year in the month of April or May, falls the certain day that falls sometime the end of April or beginning of May. And she had this she had different speakers there, and she had this doctor and gynecologist, and she spoke, and she asked, "How big is your lamb?" And she gave us all of this little lamb stuffed little. It's pretty much big as your hand. And it's a lamb. And she gave us all one that particular year. And she said, "How big is your lamb?" That's mean, how big is your faith? I still have that lamb. And if it gets dirty, I wash it because I want to keep it clean. It's on my altar because I have to also remind myself, how big is your lamb? How big is your faith in God? And you know, when I pray and I sometimes I pick up the lamb and I pretty much, you know, like how some kids, I would say a child, hold their hands out, stretch their hands out, and saying, "Is this big?" Okay, that's how big my faith in God. Yes. Sometimes I do get weak and weary. It's not my faith. It's just that sometimes the load is a little bit heavy, and sometimes you do get a little weak. But my faith is still there. Just like when my blood pressure, I didn't express this to everyone on the air. Some of you knew that I was going through, I would say the last 45, it's really the last 5 months, but the last 60 days, I went through health issue where my blood pressure was high. The highest was 218. Many nights I was sitting in my bed and my blood pressure was in the 200s or close to 200. Many days I went to the emergency room twice, kept going to doctors, keep giving me different prescription, and nothing was working. Even though I was getting weary and I was more or less tired of taking a different medicine, and plus I had to be still. I had to rest, not get excited about anything, trying to make sure my blood pressure. But you know one thing? God kept me. I had faith that I didn't know why I was going through this. I didn't know what the results going to be, but I had faith that God kept me and that I believed that he was there and whatever it was going to be, he was going to work it out for me. I didn't know the outcome. I couldn't vision what could be. And the one thing that I kept realizing that he kept me because, you know what I'm saying, when you have high blood pressure up to 200 and something every day, and this was pretty much every day, most of the time you have an aneurysm, most of the time you have a heart attack or a stroke. I took test after test. I took CAT scan. I took EKG, blood work, constantly. Nothing never showed but hypertension. But many nights I sat up in my bed because I could not go to sleep because it wasn't good to go to sleep when your blood pressure is that high. So I would pray, of course. I would do the old-time remedy, drinking apple cider vinegar, to try to get it down, but every day I knew that God was going to work it out. I didn't know why I was going through this. Every time you go, sometimes you have health issues, whatever the issue is, you go through it for a reason sometimes. So I knew this was my time. I've been pretty healthy all my life. I only had one surgery in my lifetime, and I'm 66 years old. And I felt that it was just my time to go through what I was going to go through, but I still had faith that God was going to work it out. And he kept me through that whole period of time. I was here in this house, and couldn't sleep. Most of the time I didn't sleep because I was afraid to sleep. I was afraid to, at that time, afraid to know that it could be a stroke or something the next morning. But not afraid, it's not that I didn't have faith. I had faith that God was going to work it out. And even if it was to have a stroke and have him heal me, I knew that was going to happen. So I just want to say to you, and what God is trying to say to us, where are you? Where is your faith? Where are you in this walk that you're dealing with right now? He said, I am here. We must have stronger faith in him to know that he is going to be there. God never loses sight of us. He stays with us even when we lose our way. Yes, many times we're going to lose our way, but he's still there. He's saying that he will never lose sight of us. He will stay with us. He will walk with us. And also something else I want to, this is an affirmation that you might want to use every day to say to yourself, I am assured by the awareness that God within me offers every aspect of the divine to me. He will continue to give me strength, faith, love, power, and more. Whatever the outcome of our human problems, he said, I am a comforter, knowing that, just know that I will never leave you alone. You will never be alone, because he's always there. He is our comforter. Some of us, yes, I know we are not as strong as others, and we deal with things a little bit differently. But we must, if we consider ourselves a Christian and things fall, and when things come our way, we fall apart, how big is your lamb? How big is your faith? We must stand on his promises. Now, one thing that I did do, because Satan is busy, and I wasn't going to believe that he was going to take me out. And what I want to iterate to you is that we must show ourselves as Christian believers in God, that we're just not going to church just to go to church. When we hear the word, we need to believe in the word and walk it. Many Christians, when they have different things that happen, they fall apart, completely apart. So God is saying to you, where are you? How big is your lamb? Because he's, I'm here. I've never left you. I will be there and I will stay with you. So just find scriptures in the Bible that will hold, that will help you through these different storms. Because everyone is going to go through a storm. Not just one, many. So when you go through those storms, or going through the storms, you must ask yourself, how big is your lamb? How much faith do you have in God? How strong is your faith? We must walk this walk better than we are walking now, because this world is wicked. Things are going to happen more and more each day, and we're going to have to be able to get through it. How big is your lamb? Where are you in your faith and your walk with God? Because God said, I haven't done nothing. I've done what I'm supposed to do. I've been there. I'm still here. And I will be there. Ask him to let you feel his presence. He will keep praying and asking him to teach you how to know when he is in the midst of you, showing some sort of sign to you that he's there. He gives me the funniest thing that he gives me. You think that when you, some people, when they're quiet, they hear from God. No, I don't hear from God when I'm quiet. I prayed. In the room that I have the meetings, I sometimes go back there and talk to him. I feel his presence, but it's not that I feel his presence there, but I don't necessarily hear him. That's not when he talks to me. He talks to me when I'm busy. I can be sitting in church. He'll all of a sudden, there's a little, he'll just speak to me. And I'll know because I feel different when he does. But he always speaks to me when I'm busy. I guess he said I don't stay still enough. But many times I have laid on his altar asking him to talk to me. Don't hear words. But in my busyness during the day, he'll speak to me, and I'll hear him. And he makes it very clear. But as I was going through that moment, right now my blood pressure is back to normal. It took me several doctors and specialists to get there. But I knew God was going to make a way. I didn't know the timing or nothing. But I knew he was there. Only thing I kept on saying, he kept me. God, you're keeping me. He kept me because he kept me from a stroke. He kept me from a heart attack. He kept me from an aneurysm. I didn't know. My faith was still strong. My lamb was pretty big. I just didn't know the outcome. But whatever the outcome was going to be, I know he was a part of it. So that's my word for you now. Where are you with your faith? How big is your lamb? Because God has not disappointed you. Even though that we have lost a loved one that we love so much, I passed by my husband's picture today. I said, you know what, I miss you. I miss you because I wouldn't have to deal with some of the stuff that I'm dealing with now if you were here. But God said, I've been here. All your needs. And that's the end of it. I wanted to do an announcement real quick. I only have a couple of minutes left. But I want to end. Where are you? Because God said, I am here. But there's an announcement that I want to make. One of the widows, she's having an event this coming Saturday in case that you want to be a part of it and something that you might think about later for your spouse or loved one. That's Peaches. Peaches, her husband's name was Ronald Massey. And she's having a book scholarship event that will be on Saturday the 7th, which is this coming Saturday from 2 p.m., I'm reading it from my cell phone, at the Palace Banquet Hall located in Jonesboro. The tickets are $25. And if you would like to, even if you don't you can't come, you can always donate to this scholarship to help her. She's helping with a book scholarship for someone that need this scholarship. So I just wanted you to pass this on. If you're interested or want to make a donation, just you can always text me and let me know, and I can get the information, more information for you. For Peaches, that's not her real name, but that's her nickname. But anyway, if you're interested in attending or making a donation, just please give me a text me and let me know. And it's a wonderful thing. This is something that she has decided to do, and this is something that is encouraging her to go through this journey of grief by doing something in her husband's name. So I thought this was a great idea for her to do, and this is in the process of her healing, because this coming September's anniversary, but very soon it's going to be her one-year anniversary as far as her husband transitioned to be with the Lord. So just be prayerful, even if you don't come to this event. Pray for her for strength. At this event this on Saturday, because she needs your strength. She needs your prayer for strength to get through this event, as well as in a month or so that she'll be, her anniversary will be 1 year. But I know the, in a few weeks, in another week, I think it's his birthday anniversary or something of that nature. I don't have it right in front of me. But just be prayerful for her to get through this time, because that first year is a struggle. And that is all I have for you tonight. Just tune in again next week, same time, at 10 p.m. I know Green Leaves comes on, so I know there could be a conflict, but anyway, I hope that you will be able to tune in and do it, record it, and look at it later, because I'm going to look at it after I get off the air. Thank you so much again for being a part of show each week, and be blessed. And I hope that you will think about those two questions: how big is your lamb, where are you, and your faith walk with God, because God said, I'm here. Good night, and be blessed.
it's gone.